Lake Effect Weekend continues now. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. It's been 33 years, and Russell Panchenko is retiring. The director and chief curator of the Chazen Museum in Madison has worked hard during those past three decades to make the museum a welcoming place for town and gown.
But getting patrons in the door has sometimes been a challenge, so Panchenko decided to go out with a bang. Samurai, The Way of the Warrior is a collection of more than 90 objects, including armor, swords, saddles, and lacquered objects from the Museo Stibert in Florence, Italy.
In this edition of Radio Chipstone, Panchenko tells contributor Jennifer Fields that this kind of exhibit appeals to a wide audience. He hopes the audience will ask more questions about Japanese history and explore some of the other objects in the museum's collection, like the 4,500-plus Japanese prints and its growing ceramic collection.
You have to look at this carefully. You can look at the overall and you see the warrior's armor and samurai armor, but then you start going up close and spending time. In fact, almost all art is like that, where you've got to spend a lot of time and look and look and look. You know, people keep coming in and saying, I want a label. Why don't you put labels out there? And I say, forget the labels. Then I'm telling you what I know about it or I saw there. Why don't you just come in? Don't worry about what somebody else thinks. Just look at it and say, what do you think? What do you see? And spend the time. You'd be surprised how much you see, and you don't see it as well if somebody else tells you. Whereas if you spend the time and you look, you acquire a lot of new knowledge. 90% of the people coming through our doors are not art history students. They don't want to be preach to about art history. They've come in because there's something about the visual arts that's kind of intrigued them. They have their own interests, and what you have to do as a museum specialist is help them explore it and indulge it. It doesn't mean that we stop doing things with art history, but if we've got a much bigger audience, then you've got to sort of say, why are they coming in the door? What do they want? How can we help them achieve it?
So then what do you say to people who don't necessarily think or believe that they will be represented or be able to see something of themselves in a museum? How do you reach those people?
Well, first thing you have to ask is, how do you define yourself? I grew up Ukrainian American. And although we live in the States, I only went out with Ukrainian friends, only dated Ukrainian girls. We spoke Ukrainian, and Ukrainian art was supposed to be the only thing we were interested in. And yes, there is a great validity in that. But at a certain time, there's who I am and what I want to look at. I start going around and saying, okay, I'm not denying who I am, but what else is there? Who else is there that lives next door to me? Or who else, if you like history, or if you want to do some traveling and you've been, let's say, in Italy and you see some wonderful things, do you reject them because they're not Ukrainian or my heritage? Or do you say, well, I don't like everything, but gee, that somehow speaks to me.
Well, I wonder, though, if you don't necessarily reject the objects themselves, but you reject the institution for not paying attention to who you know, to who you are, or on all the facets of what you represent and want to see. Does that make any sense?
Yes. Perfect sense. But I'm going to go back and say something about myself and my prejudice. And not all museum people or curators would agree with me, but my thing is, and I guess I'm a traditionalist in that way, is it well made? Is it well done? What it says or what it talks about shouldn't come first, it comes second. For me, an artist's authority is, this person has learned how to draw. Wow, this person can draw like nobody else. Now, they're then going to use that skill to talk about something. They can talk about whatever they want. It's like a book. A novel, you read them because first the person has this skill with language they've developed and a way to speak to people. Once they've got that, they talk about what they want to talk about. And that's what's valid. And so to me, the same thing, I'm happy to have things from whatever part of the world, whatever point in history, if it's artistic, let's say special, in the making of it, it's something outstanding, then what are the other aspects to it?
It's going to change, probably.
Of course.
Get ready, Russell. It's going to change, but I think that's what art can do. It can create a space where we can see your vision, We can understand what's happened in the past, and we can make predictions or make hopes for the future. It's not a stagnant thing. Mm-hmm.
To me, the quality of language, drawing, painting, that's what brings you together. If one only has a viewpoint, and let's face it, nobody's brain dead. Everybody, every person that walks the streets has ideas, has feelings, has whatever. But if I start just focusing on their feelings and their idea, then certainly those people who disagree with him, as a museum director, I'm sort of dividing people. And if I want to bring people together, what can I bring them together with is the skill and the achievement of that skill and bringing that skill to a high level. Okay, then I can say to people, I'll give you a case in point. One day when we did an exhibition of paintings from the Uffizi, and the opening was that it was a very humanistic, venerable old university professor took me aside and said, how can you put all this religious stuff in here? You know, these are all just, and he was totally opposed. And I said, I'm not bringing them in here because they're telling Bible stories. Look at how these people paint. Now, they could be talking about paganism, they can be talking about Christianity, they can be talking, look what they can do and how they say what they have to say. That's what I'm about.
And I think that one of the reasons why, we call the little tags that you see up by pieces of tombstones. I think one of the reasons why I'm glad to see those go is that I would see people walk into an art museum, look at the tag, just glance at the piece and then leave. It's like, you've got it wrong, you've got it wrong. Well, spend time with the piece, it'll tell you what you want to know.
You know, somebody once did a study and sort of equated with one of the big museums in New York as to how many visitors went through a particular number of galleries and how much time they spent going through that number of galleries and how many works there were, and then equating the amount of time in relationship to the number of works, and I found it was like, you know, 20 seconds between works. Now, it's not entirely fair, it's a statistical fact, because some pieces people would spend more time with, and others they would just walk by, but still, most people spend relatively little amount of time looking. You know, I've gotten to an age where I think about how much time I'm going to spend on my feet. You know, I used to be 3-4 hours, didn't matter, whoopee, whatever. You know, now I'm going to be on my feet for an hour, and so a lot of people would be like that. They'll be here for an hour. In that hour, what do I want them to do? Do I want them to look, or do I want them to read? I want them to look. Look at the scabbard. Look at that. It's wood, but you know, all those tiny little animals, there's snails, little snakes, little insects, you know, wow. You know, just looking at them, somebody worked that out. It's beautiful. It's
right.
Absolutely. And it doesn't, you know, for you to look at it and say, oh, that's wood, yeah. And oh, look at those, you know, that's a cicada. That's a little tiny snail made out of mother of pearl. You know, you can recognize that. We have a lot of information in our heads, you know, just, oh, look.
And then you create this narrative rather than being told what you should be focusing on. You can create your own narrative and start to see the person who would have wielded this and carried it and why. It sort of gives you permission to dream and wonder and use your own methods of critical thinking.
You know, critical thinking is a bit scary, but you know, just ask questions. You know, see, why did they do that?
If there is a lesson to be learned when we're trying to talk to particularly young people about the importance of art, art history, the importance of being able to use your visual skills to collect information, is that it's not necessarily something that has a beginning, a middle, or an end. Mm-hmm. It's a forever process. Because I can imagine when you close your door for the last time, you're not going to be like, burn all these books, I'm done.
No.
You know, I think that's when I talk about how do we reach audiences, when I talk about how do we bring people in who don't see themselves fitting in to a museum setting, it's piquing that curiosity.
It's piquing their curiosity, but also what I sort of believe in is give kids or introduce them into making. You know, give them a pencil and paper. Give them a try. Hey, look how this guy person drew that apple. Can you do that? Now, some are going to fall there and say, yawn. But others, and it's when you start making And you suddenly realize it's not simple and straightforward. You don't just whip it out. And then some kids take it as a challenge, say, I'm going to do that. You know, that's the beginning. And then they go look at the apple, they appreciate, I tried. I couldn't do that, or I'm going to do it better. It's the making of art that for me is what it's all about. Trying to do it, you realize suddenly what that other person out there who's in a museum accomplished. That's, to me, that's the important bridge.
Material culture contributor Jonifer Fields curates the Radio Chipstone series. The project is funded by the Chipstone Foundation, a decorative arts foundation whose mission is preserving and interpreting their collection, as well as stimulating research and education in the decorative arts.